Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always, most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world. And welcome to episode number 7, Control, Alt, Delete. So, friends, currently out here in Orlando, thank God, because it is snowing in New York and it is good to get away from that crazy weather for a little while. And I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. I knew it was Tuesday, I knew it was time to record the next episode, and I was not exactly sure what to talk to you guys about. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, what has been the most impactful for me in the past week? Or what is something that I feel that I can have my audience relate to right about now? So I took a moment and I thought about it. And for some reason, some odd reason, I get this thought in my head that goes control or delete. So I'm about to tell you guys how my mind works. And I'm like, control, alt, delete. What does that even mean? Like, where did that come from? Because, you know, God and I, we have this funny chemistry sometimes where I don't always understand what he's talking about or whatever he gives me. But I knew it had to be going somewhere. And so I did a little bit more research on it, like control, alt, delete. What does that mean again? Ah, yes, to force to quit something. Now, today is February 12th. And in 2 days, it'll be the infamous love day, Valentine's Day. You know, the day when everyone is booed up or looking to be booed up temporarily. That's another topic. And they're looking to be loved on or to give love or however they celebrate the day. And for some people, it's just overrated. Like, they don't even care about Valentine's Day and they believe that technically, this should be love every single day of the year and not just one designated day. And I agree, quite honestly. Like, if you're not showing me love all year round, don't come show me love on this one day out of all 365. So, note to you guys. But here's another thing. So, especially for us females, I'm going to talk to my girls. I'm going to talk to my queens on this one. We have a tendency of feeling lonely at some point where we'll send a guy a message or we'll think about whether or not we should text him knowing we should let him go. I mean, on last week's podcast, we did talk about decisions. And I even gave you guys a personal, very vulnerable experience of mine that talked about the decisions that we make and when we know to walk away in not so great environments, or better yet, you know, in very unhealthy environments. And this version of talking about it is not as harsh or as deep, but it still kind of follows the same rules. So us as females, we have this thing where, you know, we're so hardcore. Forget it. We are so hardcore. I don't need him, want him. I don't got time for him. But when we're at home or we're just in the mood to have a friend, we'll shoot over a quick text or think about shooting over that quick text. And don't act like you ain't never did it before. Even if you're cured from it now, you've done it at some point in time. And you might have a friend or two that still does it too. And it's really just for the moment because we really know that we're done with this person. Because here's the truth. If a man wants to be with you or if a man is into you, he's going to let you know. By his words, by his actions, you will know if he's into you. So why are we chasing men who are not into us? What is it about them that makes us feel good or we feel like we need to hold on to it? And some of y'all are listening to this right now like, yes, girl, I've been trying to figure that out myself. Like, why won't I just let him go? Like, I don't understand. And I am telling you, honey, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, that little inkling of loneliness or wanting to be with someone, it's going to creep into your system. Please believe. So before it does, let me tell you as your sister, control, alt, delete. And if you don't know what that is on your computer, it means to force quit, like force to quit something. Okay. And it just basically means that it's when your computer is frozen and you have to do this force quit. And so when you're frozen in that moment and you're getting ready to send that message, or you're getting ready to make that choice that you're probably going to regret later because you're going to turn around and say, I shouldn't have done it. It wasn't worth it. He's not worth my time. He doesn't even deserve me. All of that. Before you go doing that, force quit. Control or delete. And I'm going to break it down for you just to help you out because I care that much about you. And I care that much about myself. Because remember, not just talking about you, we're talking about us. We're in this together. So for my sisters, control your emotions. You do not have to be so emotionally attached to everything that happens. As a matter of fact, don't be so emotionally attached. Like, yes, you should have your emotions and your feelings, but don't be so emotionally invested in something that's not emotionally invested in you. And definitely don't be so emotionally invested in someone that's not equally emotionally invested in you. Why would you give your emotions all the way to someone who is not giving you the same? We're not doing that. Next thing, alt. As in alter your energy. Change your energy. You are worth so much more. You have value. You are beautiful. There's so much about you. That if you're giving all of your energy to something that's not feeding you, something that's not helping you to be better, you're literally draining your own self. So switch your energy, alter your energy, change your energy into you. That if you're going to send a text message out like, hey, what's up? Or how you feeling? Oh, I was thinking about you. Girl, text yourself. I was thinking about you. Go look in the mirror. You know, I was thinking about you. How you doing? You're beautiful. Go look in the mirror and go compliment yourself. Go talk to yourself and put your energy into that. And I bet you won't even think twice about sending that text message or making that phone call anymore, right? And last but definitely not least, delete who doesn't belong. My God, if they don't belong. First of all, I have a rule. Let me tell y'all my rule. I'm about to share my secret. So some of you guys, sorry, this is my truth. I do not save guys' numbers until I know that they're worth my time. Simple. I don't, because I don't have time to put your number in my phone and then delete it later. I'm not doing it, right? And so we need to delete the people who don't belong. Maybe there's a name in your phone, sis, that doesn't need to be there anymore. How about you delete it? Maybe it should go, because every time you see it, what you're doing is you're repeating history, right? And what you're doing is you're allowing that energy and those emotions that you control and that energy that you altered, you're allowing it to come back into your life and make you feel that way that you were trying to get away from in the first place. Delete, delete, delete. Listen, control, alt, delete, force, quit, abandon ship now, okay? And I gave you some tactics that you can use to help with this, right? Like I said, mirror exercises are amazing. I do them all the time, looking in the mirror, complimenting yourself, telling yourself how beautiful you are, loving on yourself. Go take a nice, hot, warm bubble bath, okay? And get a nice body scrub. My girl, Jewel, from Natural Jewels, she has an amazing line of skincare. Get some of those, rub it on your skin, love on yourself, put some body oil, some perfume. Put that energy and that emotion into you. And as a matter of fact, when you do that, sis, guess what happens next? You now attract that type of love into your life. You know, and you're not dealing with the lust and the nonsense and the games. You're not dealing with the jokers anymore. Listen, I'm here to help us because I know what it feels like to sit there and be lonely. And I know what it feels like to be like, dang, because people are, listen, this is just the truth, okay? Control or delete. Force quit. Valentine's Day is coming up. Be your first love. Be your main love. Even if you're in a relationship with someone, love on yourself. Don't wait for your partner to share love to you or to enhance your love. Your partner's love should actually go on top of your love. It should make your love of you better. That's how it should be. And I hope you guys are understanding when I'm saying this, because my words may be a little twisted, but I hope you can feel my emotion in this. Loving on yourself is the best thing you can do, you know? But you've got to force quit those things that don't belong and those people that don't belong, because I get it. Sometimes it's hard. Like, you know, some people are listening to this. They're like, oh, girl, it's easy for me. It may be easy for you, but it's not easy for everybody. And some people are struggling. Like, I know I struggled for a while with that. And that's why I'm coming to you with the real, like the things that I know that we really deal with that nobody talks about or nobody wants to help somebody with because everybody's so strong. Well, listen. I'm here for the people who are saying, listen, I'm not that strong. Like, I may be a strong person. I love myself, but I still have some weaknesses that I'm trying to work on and I need some help. And that's okay. That's what I'm here for. So control or delete, control your emotions, alter your energy, and delete what does not belong. Force quit. Love on yourself. And queens, and to my guys, happy love and Valentine's Day to you. Remember, you can always connect with me on Facebook as Christina Stewart, on Instagram, 3_123 Christina Danielle, and also on my website, The Christina Danielle. Look forward to speaking with you in the next episode. It's all love.